Om Sri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Esteemed elders, my dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram to all of you. Today is the first day of the most auspicious Devi Navaratri. When we worship the divine in the form of universal mother. For many, it is a time of intense penance to invoke her, praying to her to come and destroy the negativities within us and bless us with the realization of her ever presence within our heart, which is more than any wealth or happiness in this world. Just as the ocean, which has the potential to give the Amrita Kalasham, the pot of nectar which bestows immortality, and at the same time it has the potential to give Halahalam, the deadly world destructive poison. Similarly, the same mind that we have has the potential to raise us from the level of human to divine, and also drag us down to the level of animality or even demonic nature. To deal with this paradoxical nature of mind, it is very important for all of us to understand its mystery. It is said, mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayo. The mind has the potential to give us both bondage and liberation. Taking us through this unique path of sadhana, which unravels the mystery of mind and creation, we have this evening Dr. Sai Girdhar Sai Ram, Research Fellow, Sri Satya Sai Center for Human Values, Prashanthi Nilayam, speaking to all of us on the topic Upasana Rahasya, the essence of sacred worship. Please welcome Dr. Sai Girdhar Sai Ram.
Sarvanamadharam Sivam Satchitananda Advaitam Satchitananda Advaitam Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Offering our most reverential and prayerful pranams at the divine lotus feet of Jagan Mata, Sai Mata, a loving Sai Ram, and pranams to that divine mother's manifestations in various different forms, seated here and all over the world. A loving Sai Ram and pranams to all of you. A devotee once got this opportunity to ask Bhagwan, Swami, I have heard about a very great sacred text This sacred text called Tripura Rahasyam is baffling. I am unable to grasp the essence. Bhagavan, can you please tell me what is the essence of Tripura Rahasyam? Bhagavan, in his own inimitable style, began to explain through a story, a chinna katha, the essence of Tripura Rahasyam. Bhagavan said that Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, the Trinity, once had a question. Now, if we all have a question, we go to our teachers. The teachers go to the great masters. The great masters go to avatara purushas, avadhutas. But these avadhutas themselves are an incarnation or a form of Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, like the greatest of avadhutas, Dattatreya. But if Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara have a question, to whom will they go to? So they went to who is known as Praniprasave. Praniprasave means in whose womb the entire creation emerged, including Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, in that sense to their divine mother. She is also called Utpatti Stiti Layakarini. She is the very cause of creation, sustenance, destructions, the Trigunas, Rajas, Sattva and Tamas, represented by Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. So they went to this mother, our mother, Tripura Devi, and prayed, "Mother, we want to know what is the rahasya of the bija of this creation. What is the seed of this creation? How did this creation come into being? What is the seed?" So the mother said, "I am not authorized to talk about this, but I will take you to a place where you will be revealed this directly. You will be a part of this extraordinary secret. Why don't you come with me?" So mother Tripura Devi took Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh and went into a realm. Of course, this story is all symbolic. They went into a realm which had a very unique doorway. And when they entered, led by Vishnu, what they saw were, there were hundreds and thousands of Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, the Trigunas. And at the end of the hallway, all of them were prostrating towards a principle. When they saw at a distance, they saw that that tattva, or that principle, in order to make it comprehensible for them, assumed a form, and that form, they could only see the lotus feet of that form at a distance. So when they craned their necks to see who really that form is, that was the form of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Now, narrating this, Bhagwan said, "This is Tripura Rahasyamu." Devotees of Bhagwan, on listening this story, I am sure are overjoyed. It is such a blissful experience for us to listen to this exposition of Tripura Rahasya. Agnostics and atheists may say, okay, so they are devotees of Bhagwan and hence they glorify Bhagwan in this manner. But what they miss is, Bhagwan was not narrating a story about his glory alone. What Bhagwan said through his discourses was, "This is your story. This Triguna and Panchamahabhutas are nothing but we ourselves. This body that we have, the mind that we have, are the very manifestation of the Triguna and Panchamahabhutas. Tripura Devi is very much present in our heart. And why? The Tripura Rahasya, which is the core of the core, which is our beloved Bhagwan, is indeed the essence of our very presence. Whether an individual is agnostic, atheistic or a devotee of the Lord, I am sure they do not question their own presence, their existence, isn't it? This Tripura Rahasya is pointing to Swami. Swami means the one who has no master above him. That is Swami. The one who has no master above him. He is the supreme master. Means there is nobody above him. That is Swami. That Swami is the essence of our own presence or existence. And that is the real Rahasya or Tripura Rahasya. For us to revel in this truth and to reveal this truth in our lives through these wonderful days of Navaratri celebrations in the abode of Supreme Priest Prashant Niliyam, I think is the greatest good fortune that we have earned through God knows how many births of Satkarma's good actions. This festival of Navaratri is very, very unique in Prashant Niliyam. We all know that this festival is associated with few things. One very important thing happened this morning, and that is called Kalasha Sthapana. We will come to what is the significance of this Kalasha Sthapana, but let us enumerate what are the other highlights of Navaratri celebrations in Prashant Niliyam. So Navaratri in Prashant Niliyam has a unique 7-day yajnam, which is called Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. This is a very, very unique feature. Along with the worship of the devis, we have the Durga Puja for the 3 days, we have the Lakshmi Puja for the next 3 days, and Saraswati Puja for the last 3 days, as per the tradition. So we have Kalasha Sthapana today. The worship of Mother in her triune form of Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati happens. And we have the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. The uniqueness about celebrations in Prashant Niliyam, Bhagwan says, is every aspect of the Navaratri or Dashara done in Prashant Niliyam is to expose us or reveal to us the subtle essence through something that is perceptible. Just like how a child is taught the sound a. How is the sound taught to a child? A. So the teacher draws on the board the symbol of a, and then tells the child, a say anar. Anar is the fruit, right? Pomegranate. So a say anar. So the child visualizes the sound a, which is imperceptible, which is akshara. Actually, the symbol of a is not akshara. Akshara means indestructible. We all know that the teacher draws the shape of a, and after a while it is rubbed away on the board. Which means it is shara, means destructible. Even the sign or the symbol is destructible, but the sound a is indestructible. But in order to understand the sound a, the teacher has to draw a symbol or a sign, and then also attribute something that is that the child enjoys. So the teacher says, a say anar. Anar means pomegranate. So moment you show a pomegranate fruit to the child, anar, the child relates, oh, a say anar. So something that is parokshamu, imperceptible, is made aware to you through something that you enjoy, something that is perceptible, pratyakshamu. So pratyakshamu to parokshamu is what Bhagwan says, is the significance of Dashara celebrations in Prashant Niliyam. The Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna is very unique because the yajna part of it is usually associated with karmakanda. Karmakanda means action oriented. That aspect of the Vedas which teaches us how to do the rituals, how to do the yajna yagas, how to please the deities, all this form a part of the karmakanda. But Bhagwan's naming of this particular festival is Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. So what is this Jnana Yajna? What is Jnana? Bhagavan says Advaita Darshanam Jnanam. The vision of the non-dual self, that is Atmanubhuti, Atmanubhava, is Jnanam. So the goal of this Yajna, which Bhagavan also describes in Dhyana Vahini, is Vedas find their fulfillment in Atmanubhava. So this Yajna is to facilitate the process of Atmanubhava. So it begins with the Kalasha Sthapana. What is Kalasha? Kalasha is made of a pot, and you know, in the pot they fill it with water, and then you have the mango leaves, then you have the coconut, then you have the worship done to the Kalasham. Basically the pot is symbolic of two aspects. One is associated with the Karma Kanda and Upasana Kanda, and the other with Jnana Kanda. Today we will explore the Upasana Rahasya, the secret behind these worships that Bhagavan has initiated all of us into during this Navaratri celebrations. The Kalasha represents the pot. The pot actually has all the five elements. There is Jala, that is water, there is earth, there is space, there is air, and there is also a significance of fire element in the Kalasha. So the Kalasha basically represents the human body, which is made up of the five elements. Now, what is it that this Kalasha is kept for? We invoke the presence of Purusha in the Kalasha. Who is Purusha? Puru means city or a place, a town. Purusha means the indweller of the city. So what is the Purusha here? Bhagavan says that the human body is the Purusha, is the Puru, which is the city, and the Purusha is the indweller, which is Bhagavan himself, who is seated in our hearts. So we are invoking outside in the Kalasha the Veda Purusha, who is none other than the indweller of our heart. This is one inner meaning of the Kalasha. The other inner meaning of the Kalasha is, if you look at a pot, there is a space that is encased inside the pot, and there is a space that is pervading all around the pot, isn't it? The moment the pot is broken, can you distinguish between the space inside the pot and outside the pot? Similarly, Bhagavan gives a beautiful analogy. If you blow air into a balloon, you know, the balloon blows up and assumes a shape. If you take a pin and prick the balloon, can you differentiate between the space that was inside the balloon and outside the balloon anymore? So recognition of the Purusha, which is the Atma Tattva in us, is invoking the Purusha's presence in the Kalasha. But the end goal of Dashara is not only to realize that we are the Atma, not the body and mind, but also to recognize that this Atma is only Brahma. Brahma means not the creator Brahma, Brahman, which is the one, as Brahma Sutra says in the second sutra, the one in whom Srishti, Sthiti, Laya and all the cycle of birth and death happens, that is Brahman. That Brahman is Purushottama, Bhagavan says. So the space outside the pot is Purushottama, and the space inside the pot is Purusha. To recognize that this Atma is only Brahman, as Mandukya Upanishad says, I am Atma Brahma. This Atma is only Brahman is the purpose of this Yajna. That is why it is called Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. Jnana is to have this vision, I am Atma Brahma. So moving from the Kalasha to the Devi Upasana, which is the worship of the triune forms of Mother, Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. Bhagavan often says that we go with our prayers and desires and worship a Mother in the form of Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati during Navaratri. But many times we find that all our wishes or desires are not fulfilled. Why is that so? Bhagavan clarifies in this particular discourse, which he gave 46 years back, around this time, that is on the 11th of October 1972, In a single discourse, Bhagavan gave the entire essence of Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. He says that the worship of the triune form is to be understood properly because Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati are actually within us. And what we worship outside is a reflection of our own inner self. So who is this Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati? Let us start with Mother Saraswati. Because all the students are very close to Mother Saraswati. You know, Ganesha and Lord Ganesha and Mother Saraswati assume a special place, especially when there are examinations coming up, isn't it? So, Mother Saraswati is called Hamsa Vahini and she is also called Vak Devi. Vak means speech. Hamsa Vahini and Vak Devi, we are familiar with these two names of Mother Saraswati. But what this really means is, she is a mother or embodiment of sound, speech. Which means, if we speak harsh words, if we speak dirty words, harmful words that cause hurt to others, it is actually disrespecting Mother Saraswati. So if we utter such words but worship Mother Saraswati outside in the form of a murti, how will it be successful? So Bhagavan says, first worship Mother Saraswati in you, in the form of vak. So vak shuddhi is the first step. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, na bruyat, satyam apriyam. Bhagavan says, speak the truth, speak lovingly, but do not indulge in speaking the truth that is unpleasant. You know the story of the hunter and the sage. When the hunter was behind the deer and the deer had hid behind a particular bush, there was a sage seated there and the hunter asks the sage, can you please tell me where the deer is? I have to hunt the deer. And the sage thought for a moment and said, na bruyat satyam apriyam. But he will never give up on truth. Vak shuddhi is very important. So he just used a yukti which came from within and he said, see, the eyes that can see cannot speak and the mouth that can speak cannot see. So how can the eyes say what it saw and how can the mouth speak what it did not see? So this tarkam or argument was somehow, confusing to the hunter and he just left without harming the deer. Na bruyat satyam apriyam. So vak shuddhi is the best way to worship Mother Saraswati. Once we worship her in that way, she also is receptive of her worship in the form of puja that we do to her. Then who is Mother Lakshmi? Mother Lakshmi is the consort of Vishnu. And Bhagavan says, Vishvam Vishnu. Vishnu represents the all-pervading mind. So Mother Lakshmi, who is the consort of Vishnu, is none other than thoughts. So if we entertain good thoughts, noble thoughts, sattvic thoughts, thoughts about welfare of others, thoughts about pleasing Swami through our every action, Mother Lakshmi shines in all her effulgence. She showers all her blessings and grace and wealth on us. Then even the worship of Mother Lakshmi in the form of a murti is then fruitful and successful. Finally, Durga. Mother Durga is the resident of our heart. She controls all the desires. She is Ichha Shakti. So she is the mother and the master of all the desires. So if we entertain undesirable desires in our life, then how will Mother Durga confer her blessings? Do you know both Pandavas and Kauravas both worshipped Mother Durga? In fact, specifically Lord Krishna asked Arjuna to worship Mother Durga before he went to war with the greatest among, in the entire Kurukshetra, I may say, the greatest warrior, Bhishmacharya. So he told to pray to Mother Durga. But if you have Durguna and Durbhavana, bad feelings and bad emotions and bad desires in the heart, how will Mother give her blessings? Her hands are tied. So Bhagavan says, first purify your heart. Have noble desires. If you are working for the welfare of the entire world and the universe, Mother Durga's blessings are already on you. Durga Durgati Nashini. She will ensure that you don't have any Durgati. That is, nothing untoward happens to you. That is Mother Durga's abundant grace on us. In this way, if we worship Mother Durga Lakshmi Saraswati by purification of the heart, purification of the thought, and purification of the word, unity and purity of thought, word and deed, Bhagwan says, is the real worship of the triune aspects of Divine Mother. And this will ensure that we earn the abundant grace of Mother Divine, our Sai Mata. Finally, coming to the aspect of Yajna. The Havan Kunda that we see on the stage in the Purna Chandra will have three layers. In fact, all Havan Kundas, as per tradition, are supposed to be made in three layers. But actually, they are 3.5 layers. When the Havan Kunda is made on the earth, what they do is, half layer is dug into the earth and 3 layers of bricks are laid on top. What does this represent? Bhagwan says that the Havan Kunda represents the human body, just like the Kalasha. How? In Hindi there is an expression which says, Sharir, Manav Sharir, 3.5 haath ka hai. Which means, the human body's length, that is dimension height, is equal to the measurement of 3.5 arms length. So if you measure your arm and multiply it by 3.5, it will approximately be the height of a normal human being. So the Yajna Kunda, you see, has got 3.5 steps inside, which means it represents the human body, 3.5. And what we do, we purify the Yajna Kunda and make all the offerings. How are these offerings made? We go and procure the most purest of padarthas. The Havan Padartha has to be extremely pure. So the Purohits go, they find out which is the purest form of ghee available, cow's ghee, which is the purest form of the various types of wood that they need, sandalwood and all other wood types. They go and procure them, further purify them and use it in the Havan. Bhagwan says, I have initiated into a yajna like this. Who? All of us. Bhagwan has initiated all of us into such a yajna. Do you know when? Not only during Navaratri, not only during Atirudra Mahayajna, but day in and day out. This yajna, Bhagwan says, how? Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavir, Brahmagnav, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivate nagantavyam, Brahmakarma samadinam. Brahmarpanam, that is, this yajna happens as an offering to the Brahman, who verily has become this whole creation. Brahmahavir means this yajna itself is a Brahma yajna, not ordinary yajna. Brahma, again here, is not the creator, Brahman, in whom Utpatti Stiti Laya happens. Brahman Yajna. Brahmagnav, the fire is also God, Brahman. Brahmanahutam, the offerings are also Brahman. This happened in Sanshruti, which is Bhagwan's residence in Kodaikanal. Bhagwan was speaking about his trip, his journey to Rishikesh in the early 1960s, and Bhagwan's stay in the Swami Shivanandaji's ashram, and also Bhagwan was very fondly remembering a great devotee of Bhagwan, of Swami, Swami Purushottamananda, who used to reside in Vashishta Gufa in the outskirts of the Rishikesh town. While he was narrating, Bhagwan was narrating all his, incidents that happened, how devotees had the darshan of the Lord, how Bhagwan gave Jyotir Padmanabha darshan to the great devotee, Swami Purushottamanandaji. Suddenly, Swami turned his attention to a devotee and asked, "Do you know Purushottamananda?" And the humble, very loving devotee politely said, "Swami, enak teriyadu Swami," he said in Tamil, "I don't know Swami." So then Swami asked, "Do you know Shivananda? Swami Shivananda, do you know?" He said, "No Swami, I don't know Swami Shivananda, I never met him. Swami, I only know you Swami." Very naively and wonderfully, with a pure heart, he mentioned this to Swami, and then Swami immediately responded to this statement and said, yes, know this one, it is enough. Swami telisukunte chalu, Bhagavan said. Know this one, it is enough. Ekoham bahusyam. This was Bhagavan's declaration. He said this in Sanskrit. Ekoham bahusyam. I have become this many that you see. All that you see is me only. So even the Havan Padarth, the offerings in the Havan is Brahman. It is Swami. It is verily divine. Bhagavan then puts a very simple question to us. The Havan that we make here is made by human beings, isn't it? We construct the Havan Kund. We get the Havan Padarth. We light the fire with, you know, friction and effort. All this is done by human beings. But there is this Havan which is created by God. What is that? The Havan Kund created by God is here, which is the human body. In fact, one of our professors, to whom Bhagavan had materialized a loving gift, a bracelet, Swami was, walking in the veranda in Prashanthi Nilayam, and he was going on looking at the bracelet on the professor's hand. And the professor looked at the bracelet and he thought maybe Swami wants to see it, and he showed it to Swami and said, Swami, mere icharu, you only gave this, Swami. No, Swami said, oh, I gave, is it? Then who gave you this? Who gave you this body? Swami asked. So this Havan Kund created by Swami himself. Then the fire in the yajna is lit by Purohits, the human beings put their effort and light the fire. This Havan is Brahma Havan, divine Havan, which happens three times a day. The fire is lit by whom? Bhagavan says, Aham Vaishvanaror Bhutva Praninam Dehamashrita. I am the digestive fire that is present in every individual, in every being. He himself is the fire, naturally lit by God himself. And Havan Padarth, how do we get the food material which is the Havan Padarth for this Havan? The sun shines, the plants capture through photosynthesis, digestion, respiration and circulation all happen on their own. We don't have any contribution to these processes. So who is running the show then? Some decide to say cosmic intelligence, some call this as God, and we all know it is our beloved Bhagavan Swami, the Tattvam, which pervades the entire cosmos. So Brahma Padartham is also Brahma. So Brahmarpanam Brahma Havir Brahmagnau Brahmanahutam Brahmaivatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. Finally, Bhagavan says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmaivatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. If you perform this yajna day in and day out, with this awareness that this is a Brahma yajna, performed by Brahman, offered to Brahman, the Agni is Brahman, the Havan Kund created by Brahman, by he himself became the Havan Kund. If you perform this yajna three times a day with this awareness, what happens? Brahma karma, you recognize that this is Brahma karma, not your doing. Samadhina means you will attain the state of sthita prajna, samadhi. So Swami says, samadhi is not something that is attained by closing your eyes, and that is one type of samadhi, savikalp and nirvikalp. But the real meaning of samadhi is samadhi, equal mindedness. And Bhagwan's definition of a devotee in his letter to his brother was, my devotees are those who remain equal minded, samadhi, in the face of both pain and pleasure, joy and sorrow, success and failure. These are really my devotees, Bhagavan said. Finally, to hand you the key which Bhagavan has given us in the form of a small Sanskrit shloka, which Bhagavan inspired the great rishis to inculcate in even the upasana marga. So the upasana rahasyam, the essence of sacred worship, can be told in one single shloka. If we are able to realize the essence of this shloka, which is done in every puja, in fact, as we reveal this, you will know that every puja, every purohit, every worshipper chants this shloka, what is known as Atma Puja. Deho Devalayo Prokto Jivo Devas Sanatanaha. Tyajet ajnanam nirmalyam soham bhavena pujayet. What a profound statement that every archaka, every pujari, every person doing a worship says in his Atma Puja. Deho devalyo prokto. This body is a temple of God. Jivo devas sanatanaha. The indweller, which is us, our true essence is jiva we feel, but what type of jiva it is? It is not the jiva associated with the cycle of birth and death. Jivo devas sanatanaha. It is the sanatana presence, the eternal presence, that is our essence of our presence. That is Swami. That is our true identity, Bhagavan says. So, jivo devas sanatana. Then it says, tyajet ajnanat. If you give up this ignorance, which is to limit yourself to this identification of body and strive for loka kalyana, for the welfare and the peace of the whole world, nirmalyam, then you become pure instantly. Tyajet ajnan. Moment you drop this ignorance, you become nirmalyam. You become absolutely pure, sacred. Then, soham bhavena pujayet. Then, every action in our life, from breathing to bathing to walking to talking to everything, all our duties is performed as worship to the Lord. With what feeling? With what bhava? Soham bhavena. I am He, I am He, I am He, as Bhagavan says 21,600 times. He has put it as a reminder in us, as the breath goes, I am He, I am He. Soham bhavena pujayet. With prayers to Bhagavan, to bless us all, to use this secret key to the essence of sacred worship, to realize the essence of our presence, which is none other than the Tripura Rahasya, our own beloved Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai, Paripurna Parabrahma presence, which alone exists. Bhagavan, our loving and humble prayer to you is bless us all, that may this Navaratri become an opportunity for all of us to realize the paroksha through the worship of Pratyaksha. Jai Sai Ram.
Shivanandana Ganapati Ganesh. Gauri Ganesh, Uma Ganesh,
Gauri Ganesh, Uma Ganesh,
Parvati Nandana Sri Ganesh,
Parvati Nandana Sri Ganesh,
Sharanam Ganesh, Sharanam Ganesh,
Sharanam Ganesh, Sharanam Ganesh,
Shivanandana Ganapati Ganesh,
Shivanandana Ganapati Ganesh,
Shivanandana Ganapati Ganesh,
Shivanandana Ganapati Ganesh,
Gauri Ganesh, Uma Ganesh,
Dina Janavani Varadayini.
Janavani
varadayini,
Janavani varadayini,
Jnana Swarupini Narayani,
Jnana
Swarupini Narayani.
Jagadishwari,
Jagadishwari,
Amma
Jagadishwari, Janavani Varadayini,
Dina Janavani Varadayini,
Jnana Swarupini Narayani,
Jnana Swarupini Narayani,
Saishwari Amba Jagadishwari,
Saishwari Amba Jagadishwari,
Veda Rupini Bageshwari,
Veda Rupini Bageshwari,
Prema Pradayini Partishwari,
Prema Pradayini Partishwari,
Mata Maheshwari Manamohini,
Mata Maheshwari Manamohini,
Jagadishwari,
Saishwari, Amba Jagadishwari,
Saishwari, అంబ జగదీశ్వరి
సహేశ్వరి అంబ జగదీశ్వరి
దీన జనావని వరదాయిని koi bole ram ram
koi bole hari hari koi bole ram ram
koi bole hari hari koi bole ram ram
koi bole hari hari koi bole ram ram
koi bole durga kali koi bole sai ma
koi bole sai ma
koi bole durga kali koi bole sai ma
koi bole durga kali koi bole sai ma
koi bole hari hari koi bole ram ram
koi bole hari hari koi bole ram ram
koi bole सब है तेरो नाम
साधु संत की राजा ने सब है तेरो नाम
साधु संत की राजा ने सब है तेरो नाम
साधु संत की राजा
मालिक बोल मन साईरा
बोल मन अल्लाह मालिक बोल मन साईरा
बोल बोल मन अल्लाह मालिक बोल मन साईरा
बोल बोल मन अल्लाह मालिक बोल मन साईरा
कोई बोले हरि हरि कोई बोले राम राम बोले दुर्गा काली कोई बोले साई मां
कोई बोले दुर्गा काली कोई बोले साई मां
कोई बोले हरि हरि कोई बोले राम राम
कोई बोले नानक बुध मवीरा
साधु संत की राजा ने सब है तेरो नाम
साधु संत की राजा ने सब है
बोल मन अल्लाह मालिक बोल मन साईरा
बोल मन अल्लाह मालिक बोल मन साईरा
बोल बोल मन अल्लाह मालिक बोल मन साईरा
बोल बोल मन अल्लाह मालिक बोल मन साईरा कोई बोले हरि हरि कोई बोले राम राम जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे जय
Jai